Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We're talking about the person who looks like the leading candidate for the Penn State football coaching job. And he is BYU coach Kelani Sitake. Now, some people were going, who?
I think most people were going to.
This guy, when I first heard about some rumors about him, this was like a couple days ago. I thought, I'm going to look into this guy. I remember seeing him on the sidelines, like popping around watching games. And he's a great, looks like a great coach and a great human being. And he is beloved at BYU.
Yeah.
So news came out yesterday that Pat Kraft, this is just the news and that is, you know, coming out that he may have flown there Sunday night and had a handshake verbal agreement with Kelani Sitake to come to Penn State and bring with him, I guess, their defensive coordinator, who is fantastic. And they were talking about a lot more money for him. People were shocked when they found out he's making $3 million a year for how well he's done with this program. And the word is that he may have been offered $11 million a year for 6 years. That's huge.
For Penn State.
To go to Penn State.
Yeah, okay.
Now, other word from sources was that the athletic director at BYU didn't want to go for any kind of match or anything. But this went above him to the board because the board was like, no, we've got to keep him.
It's very the LSU of them to say it's going above the people in charge, right?
So wild. So what's really wild about it is the Crumble Cookie CEO gets involved. There was so much outpouring of love. What was interesting was the love and the fear from the fans at BYU about him leaving, opposed to the confusion and the questions from PSU fans about, right, is this the guy we want? What does he know about football players in the eastern part of the U.S. and da-da-da-da-da. Crumble Cookie CEO is a donor for BYU, mm-hmm, and posts something on Twitter. Some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it is time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work. And that, like, people started to go, what? Is he going to start throwing money in? Now,
all the cookies you want to stay.
Maybe nothing at all is official here.
No.
Here's the word. The word is they have come up with a counter offer, not quite the amount of Penn State, but enough that it would help his staff. He wanted his staff to get more money, and that he was going to sleep on it overnight. So we will find out perhaps today what is happening here or who knows. However, the one thing that money can't buy for Kelani Sitake is getting into the college football playoffs where he's at. Yeah. They are great. I think they're 11-1 in this season, and it looks like they won't make it into the playoffs.
Because everyone's saying they'd have to be perfect for even to have consideration.
To be even considered. So he can have all the money in the world. He can be beloved. He can have great success there at that program, but can he ever get any higher there? So that is a consideration. Supposedly sleeping on it. The other rumor today, sources say there is a flight from Penn State State College to Columbus, Ohio. Speculation is, could Brian Hartline be getting a deal or an interview or what? Who knows? But there's also, is Kentucky hasn't announced yet, have they?
No, they just fired their coach. Every time a coach gets fired,
it's like the pool shrinks and there's, it's crazy.
By the way, I'm so happy that there are people still trying to use Photoshop instead of AI, because yes. I saw some really bad Photoshops of Brian Hartline in Kentucky gear. And I was like, oh, that's not real. I could tell because you're not as good as AI. Yeah, look, every time a coach gets fired, different names pop up. This Kalani Sitake stuff, I speak for most people who aren't going to pretend they knew this guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who this guy was. When I first saw him, I'm like, who? So I said, I did what you did and I watched. We have some clips if we want to play him later. It's a pretty fascinating guy. Mm-hmm. Pretty fascinating guy. He's Tongan.
He would be a great get. And the one thing people say, the negative is he doesn't have that connection to this area of, you know, recruiting. But people say in today's NIL, you don't necessarily have to have that. Who knows? There's a lot of frustration from fans. A lot of people very unhappy to know that we have had the most time to find a coach, and yet we still don't have a coach. And other teams that just had an opening have a coach. Case in point, Kentucky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Will Stein, right? He's got a deal. This Bob Chesney, which he was being talked about for Penn State, seems to be ready to go with UCLA. So there are questions about what is Penn State waiting for? We've got signing day. Isn't that Wednesday through Friday? And people are saying, wouldn't it be good to have someone in place so that players and others would know what the future is? And I get that. On the other hand, there may be some very good candidates who are still in playoffs.
Are they hiding? Where are they?
Well, they're in playoffs. So the number one person that Penn State has and supposedly made an offer to is the BYU coach, Kalani Sitake. And what might have seemed like, I mean, it was kept under wraps for a very long time. Supposedly, they'd been talking for a month now. And the reason why it was kept under wraps seems pretty obvious now. He is so beloved there. There is a fight right now going on for them to gather the money and make a counter offer to keep him at BYU. And they have a game, don't they have a playoff game coming up against Texas Tech on Saturday?
Yeah, there was some talk if they announced that he's going to be the new coach, that he might not even coach in this game. Right. And maybe that's why they were trying to keep it under wraps, like let him get through this.
Well, that was the word. Supposedly, the plan at first was let him get through the game and announce it on Sunday. Now, something happened in between, whether it was the news getting out, and then he felt he had to discuss this. But the one thing, again, is supposedly there's a counter proposal. It's not exactly the amount of money that Penn State is offering. They got a lot more than what he was only making $3 million, which seems like crazy in this day and age for the success. And if he's that beloved, I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I'm him, I'm kind of ticked off. Because you're paying me $3 million all this time. And until I say I want to go, now all of a sudden you can come up with the money. And the one thing that they can't do there is, you know, they're having a very hard time ever getting now into this college football playoff bracket because they are 11-1, but they don't have the schedule that you will have. So Penn State is an upgrade in terms of, I think, facilities, money, obviously, and obviously the ability to go to that next level. If he wants to stay at BYU and just be beloved, and if he's happy and if he's making enough money, that may be enough. Or he may say, I want to get to that next level. And maybe he'll never be able to get there at BYU. So supposedly there's a counter offer and he is sleeping on it. But
yes, he is.
There's one frustration from fans about this coach search taking so long.
A couple things. He played for BYU. He's gone on record saying this is his dream job. He loves it there. I was curious about one aspect. It's the same search I do when someone becomes coach of Notre Dame. I search, are they Catholic? In this case, I just searched, is he Mormon? He is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes,
he is. I have friends from the Mormon religion that I met on the West Coast, and family and closeness and connection, it's super important.
Right.
You can make fun of them all you want, Broadway shows. They have a connection to their community more than any. So I think that could be a big reason he may just stay because he's with his people who get him and he can motivate. And that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if that becomes a factor.
This has been a discussion and people said there are a number of Mormon churches in the state college
area. I'm not saying they wouldn't, but
right. I understand that. I just think what it'll come down to is was it always a leverage play to get more money or is it that he wants to get to that next level? You know what it's like in a career. He may have dreams of being a coach in a bigger place. And he will never probably be able, maybe he would, be able to get there from there. Like, you know, but at some point you'd have to go. And he already had discussions supposedly about who he may take with him.
Interesting. It'd be interesting to watch. He has a fascinating personality. He seems like he's a great coach. People seem to rave about him.
Oh, they love him. They don't want to let him go.
Will it all happen or is it just a ploy for money?
Right.
I wouldn't blame him either way.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.